Miss Magnolia Kennedy, sworn in for the defendant, 45th to testify. I have been working for the pencil factory for about 4 years, in the metal department. I drew my pay on Friday, April 25th, from Mr. Schiff at the pay window. Helen Ferguson was there when I went up there. I was behind her and had my hand on her shoulder. Mr. Frank was not there. Mr. Schiff gave Helen Ferguson her pay envelope. Helen Ferguson did not ask Mr. Schiff for Mary Fagan's money. I came out right behind Helen Ferguson. We waited for Grace Hicks and then went downstairs. Helen didn't say anything about Mr. Frank at all. We went downstairs about 5 minutes to 6. We saw Helen Ferguson start up Forsyth Street. Cross-examination. On Monday, April 28th, Mr. Barrett called my attention to the hair which he found on the machine. It looked like Mary's hair. My machine was right next to Mary's. There is a good deal of water over there by Mr. Quinn's room. Mary's hair was a light brown, kind of sandy color. You could plainly see the dark spots and white spot over it 10 or 12 feet away. Helen and Mary were the best of friends and were neighbors. Helen made mention that Mary was not there when we were paid off. I have never noticed any spots around the metal room. That's the first time I had ever seen anything like that. Redirect examination. I have never looked for spots before. It's a dirty floor, full of oil dirt. I don't know whose hair that was. Helen did not ask Mr. Schiff for Mary's money. She did not have any business going to Mr. Frank when Mr. Schiff was there paying off. She did not go in and ask Mr. Frank for Mary's money. I left with her. I went one way and she went another. Re-cross-examination. Mr. Frank paid off sometimes. If there is any trouble about the amount of our money, we would go to anybody that was in the office. Mr. Frank was not paying off that day.